Pezza, I've said it before, and you know what? I'm going to go and say it again. There is literally no shame at all in losing to this India generation at home. Not at all. But at the moment, we are looking at another installment of one of my favorite television series. I'm an English cricketer. Get me out of here.
Yeah.
The series is over. The game's over.
Yeah, you're calling it. It's over. Yeah.
Full time, boys.
And it begs the question, like, do we plow into England or praise India? You can only choose one.
Pick one.
You know, do we talk about Ashwin's 100th test, guard of honour, mm-hmm. hugs Rohit, wonderful, humble interactions between Kuldeep and Ashwin, neither of which wanted to take the ball themselves, wanting to venerate their teammates. Mm. Ashwin very humbly saying, I've got 35 5-wicket holes, mate. I'm good to go. I think that was...
Meanwhile, Bumrah already left the field.
That's right, verbatim.
I'm out of here, boys.
What Ashwin said. And congrats to Ashwin on his 100th test as well. But yeah, like, look, so what's the aesthetic of this test? He goes, it's Dharamsala. Oh. The backdrop of the Himalayas, with its peaks and its troughs.
And the troughs.
India at its peak, England in a trough.
Are they the men in the trough? Would you call
England
them trough men?
England are in a trough, aka the 1980s Sydney character from the gay club scene, Trough Man. Yeah.
Barry Charles.
Barry Charles, hello, whose proclivity sir. Was for men to piss on him because that was his sexual kink.
That's what he liked to do.
That's right. And I'd say there is a good analogy to be made with England there in that we are not going to kink shame. If that's what you like, then absolutely go for it. But just as he got pissed on, they're getting pissed on.
To the backdrop.
To the backdrop of the Himalayas with its peaks and its troughs.
Okay, we're just going to set up, okay, what's happening here at the moment.
And sorry this is late, by the way. We're in Christchurch. Yeah, we did a show last night. Christchurch 2 hours ahead of Australia, an extremely late finish for the time zones there. So this is a couple of days of, you know, what you'd sort of to build up to the morning after kind of show that we'll be doing for the IPL. We're actually just adjusting people to that. So
that's we're just adjusting
that's
people.
It's just
that's
an adjusting right. thing. So it's a strategic decision.
The second test match of New Zealand and Australia starts in a couple of hours. We're about to head to the ground now. Did our show in Christchurch last night. If you were watching this show for some reason, you're at the show last night, thank you so much for coming to our Christchurch live show. It was great fun. First show I've ever done in New Zealand, so that was great fun. Okay, let's get the scores onto the screen right now. The first innings, England had a bat and they finished 218 all out. Zach Crawley did the business, I would say. 79
looking
of 108.
Looking good, Cross.
Ollie Pope out the last ball before lunch. Absolutely done. I think we should talk about that in a second, in a moment's time. Joe Root took a review with him, as did Ben Stokes, as did Johnny Bairstow in his own 100th test match. Felt like some egos involved in those ones because every
which
single...
Which was your favourite?
Two of those were fucking plum and one of them he hit it.
take one with me here.
And so England went for 100 for one and also 3 for 170 to all out 218. Let's look at the bowling figures now. Bumrah, Suraj, Nunfa, Ashwin 4 for 51, Kuldeep Yadav 5 for 72, and then Jadeja picked up 1 for 17. Over to India's first innings so far. They commenced their innings late in the day and they are currently 135 for 1. Jaiswal, the only batter dismissed, 57. Rohit makes 52. Shubman Gill, facing the last over of the day, finishes 26 red.
In front of his dad.
In front of his dad, indeed. You know what? Don't ever worry about the bowling figures. You know what, Charlie? Let's take this moment to roll the clip.
Did you think that your talent would leave you today when it was all up to you? All you need is a little spark to go like hell. Hell energy.
Thank you very much to Hell Energy Drink.
I'm going to miss Hell Energy Drink, by the way.
We will. And also, we haven't gotten questions about it at our Christchurch live show.
That's right.
So the impact of Hell Energy Drink has been profound on the viewer and indeed the customer.
Indeed. I think people will remember it as one of the great integrations in TGC history.
That's right. Okay, so should we talk about the majesty of the left arm spinner?
Oh, dude.
Pfeiffer And it's the manner of the wickets. I've just mentioned that he did have Johnny Bairstow caught behind Johnny Bairstow. I said, well, I'm going to review that. And he's just, you can quite clearly hear the nick live. Everyone heard it, including the umpires.
Sort of lingered at the crease fractionally after a very clear nick was
like,
shown.
What?
That he probably felt off his bat.
But for me, it's the Ollie Pope stumping. It's a second last ball before lunch. Obviously, it ends up being the last ball before lunchtime, as Sonny G calls
it. Yeah, that's right. Two balls till lunch. Mm-hmm. I'm not picking a spinner, so I'll run halfway down the deck just to see if I can get to the pitch of it, Mark Waugh style. Yeah,
just got to get to it on the full.
That's right, just get on the full, and then it's not going to spin anymore. Can't spin. Yeah. No, he was just two hungover blokes laughing in Christchurch at what it must be like to face Kuldeep Yadav, like when he's just, it's coming out of the hand so beautifully.
Just the snap on the finger.
Oh, dude, the exhibition of the googly in particular yesterday was what was so hot about it. But like he has the ball coming long off that finger so well at the moment. And again, he had that snap and that grunt going. And I think you could build a pretty decent argument that he's been India's best spinner of the trio this series, which, you know, because India needed another spinner
and
to come through.
They needed a new batsman, a new young gun batter,
and an
interesting, unpickable spinner.
Yeah. Padukone, you mentioned Padukone gets his debut as well. Like, India's been on one leg this series, really.
Yeah.
You know, but they've brought through like 17,000 young guys who are scoring heaps of runs, and now Kuldeep Yadav's their best spinner.
Unfortunately for England, that one leg is just an enormous penis.
You could say on one leg or a third leg. Yeah. They've brought out a tripod.
Mate,
and now they're just leaning on it.
What about the ball that Kuldeep gets to Zach Crawley, who has batted nicely? He's the highest run scorer for England in the series. I think he's averaging 45 or a bit less than 50 in the series. And in no way a bad series at all. In fact, pretty decent series for Zach Crawley. Plays nicely, 79 in this innings. But the ball that the Kuldeep gets him with, I mean, you when we were watching it before, we were just talking about how for a left-arm spinner, you compared that to like the Gatting ball in the sense of like, because you can't get the exact, well, I suppose the equivalent would be a left-hand batter for that. But
yeah,
it's
exactly.
Basically, for Crawley, it's pitched outside off stump and it snaps back and hits leg, I think.
Yeah, he pitches outside one set of stump, well, like,
right.
Like on one side of the stumps and hits the top corner of the other side.
Mm.
And so, yeah, the equivalent to a right-hand bowler is going through the gate. And but in terms of what the ball does through the air and how it beats the bat, it's in that realm. I'm not saying it's a Gatting ball because it doesn't have the aesthetic of moving past the batter. But in terms of the mechanics of what the ball's done, it's in that orbit. It was a beautiful ball, and you could tell the deck ragged a little bit, but it seemed pretty consistent to me. Like the pitch seemed, the bounce was consistent.
It was
the ball's moving consistently. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you could just tell the way that it came off his finger, the way that it hit the deck, and and violently spun.
Yeah.
That it must have just been orgasmic.
Oh, euphoria.
Like because like it's been a long time since I've seen a spinner that routinely, you know, humiliates and is able to trick batsmen, like truly deceive them at club level stylings, where like Kuldeep would know, say with Ollie Pope, with Ben Stokes, with Zach Crawley, maybe, who's on 79. So to go through the gate of Crawley, who's on 79, and seeing him pretty well, again shows what a good ball he is. But Kuldeep would have that thing where he would have that infinitesimal second where he knows that something is about to happen before the batter does, because so many of them don't pick him. And it must be such a great feeling to bowl that googly and be like, oh, yeah, he's not picked that.
Yeah. I'm just going to talk about the England batters here at the moment. Now, Messi Jez, you might have seen this on our Patreon chat, Pezza. Who sent this in? Higo's phone bill sent this one in on Patreon chat. Messi Jez on Twitter has said, the sad nerd in me, sad nerd within me is very satisfied to see the England batting averages are ranked precisely in batting order. I'm going to get Charlie to put this on screen. So so this is the England batting runs and averages for the series. Zach Crawley leading. So everyone's basically played nine innings that matter. 407 runs for Crawley at 45. Then Duckett, 341 at 37. Ollie Pope, 296 at 32. Joe Root, 236 at 29. Bairstow, Stokes, Hartley, Wood, Bashir, Anderson, all to come. So it's in the exact batting order.
I'm surprised Bairstow and Stokes are so high.
Yeah, because, I mean, it feels like they've consistently... I mean, they're both averaging 21. They've hit 197 runs. you're never going to win a series with those kind of numbers. But, again,
it's funny just... no one talks about Stug. I mean, he's the captain, but there's such a, like, such a charisma attached to his captaincy that it hasn't begged any question from anybody about his output with the bat, particularly given that he can't bowl. I'm just not sure whether that would be the case in many other high-ranking teams. That you can carry a guy in the top six who can't pick it. Anyway.
Also helps when you've got a touring guy whose main contribution has been to do a podcast with his missus and then talk about visa issues and private jets.
I thought Ollie Robinson was unlucky to miss out.
Hell of a tour for Robbo. Hell of a tour. Fucking hell, man. Do you want to talk about Ashwin? Or, I mean, it's such a... He just seems to like chip in with four wickets, you know? Like, I mean, because Kulip is a star. Kulip's a star. But Ashwin, in his 100th test match, just picks up a quiet fourfer and just goes about his work. I wouldn't say he's turned anyone over and gone to work, but he's just...
Yeah, no, it wasn't a turnover, go to work, one day jersey over the back. I mean, let's go.
His greatest contribution to the day was to say to Kulip, I've got 35 of these, don't worry about it, mate. I mean, that's man of the match stuff.
Both, yeah, like, which is being presented as a wonderful act of humility.
Yeah.
He's really just reminded Kulip, like, mate, I've done this 35 times, brother. Yeah. I'm good to go. Yeah.
What you've just done means nothing to me anymore.
And I bet it is 35. That's the actual number as well. I bet he knows. It's just shout out to Ashwin. A lot of people picked up on our pod earlier in the week, like the main pod we did that we focused on Bairstow. Now, and then there was some, you know, conspiracy chat underneath that, like, we were saving the Ashwin stuff for this test. No, like, as I said on our Patreon show, like, never attribute to malice what you can attribute to incompetence. We had not researched it.
Can I introduce a hashtag RCTC then at this exact moment?
Please, go.
Now, this is from Naveen6355.
Oh, yes.
He said, hashtag RCTC. Incidentally, a certain Ravi Ashwin is also playing his 100th test this week at Dharamshala. Not sure what the fuss about JB's 100 is, just saying. Yeah, well, in terms of the legacies in the white ball game, you know, Ashwin is up there with one of the greatest of all time. And Johnny Bairstow has played 100 test matches as well.
He's a white ball game. White clothing. That's exactly right. I mean, I don't think, comparison is the thief of all joy. But, Ashwin's a great of the game. Mm. How many times have we said, like, he's absolutely destroyed us on occasion? And
in the World Test Championship final, when he wasn't playing, we were thinking, good.
I do not need to see him with ball in hand. Because when he plays against Australia, he'll have done all his work and he knows he's going to turn us over.
Yeah.
And it's going to be Karen Balls deluxe and he's striking the pad and everyone's appealing like they're on fire. Mm. And he'll have done it again. Like you can say of Ashwin, he raises his game when the stakes are raised. Yes. You know, that's one of the best things you can say about any sports person. You know, the better the opposition, the better he seems to play. He doesn't strap the old feed bag on against lower level teams and go to work. Like, when he's bowling against the best players in the world, that's when he steps up and you see the best of Ashwin. And how regularly has he got the better of the best players in the world?
Mm.
Now, they don't pick him away, so it's not his fault that he can't, you know. Mm. I suppose it's another good thing for Ashwin as well. Like, unlike most spinners who come to Australia, and you do have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, we only rate players who do it against Australia because we're asleep for the rest of the time and we don't rate anybody else. Mm. But all other spinners who come to Australia, it seems, get smashed. You know, the whole idea is the spinner comes on, you hit him out of the attack, you get overs into the legs of the quicks. Doesn't happen to Ashwin. Like, Ashwin can come to Australia. He's gone all over the world taking wickets when they decide to select him. Mm. And it seems to me like he's, like Nathan Lyon, he's improving with age. You know, he's getting better. So what a great body of work. He does it again here, picks up a lazy fourfer. Mm. And you know, long may that continue, except against us.
The spinner that has the worst performing day is Jadeja, who ends up getting Joe Root absolutely plumb in front, though Joe Root decides to take one with him. Yeah, well, it is me. I am Rooty.
Yeah, that's true.
But it did give rise to a fantastic appeal from behind and around the wicket.
Oh yeah,
and now because
they've improved their appealing. Yeah, a couple of new guys.
Now I like this sort of this sort of oral sensation where, like, you know, like in Spain in football, for instance, like when a goal goes in, it's like, oh
yes.
Whereas in England, it's like, yeah.
And now, I wrote an article about that once.
Oh really?
Yeah. Oh, okay. For a blog.
So, but like for Indian appeals, they like, look, great description for you, like they're on fire. Short, sharp bursts. Yeah, and real, it gets a little bit higher pitch as well.
Yeah, high pitch, like you've, it could be like, or Taekwondo striking.
Oh, yes.
Except it's faster. It's faster and you've had a stroke.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or you're a Neanderthal, as in, there's context to that. Like that type of appeal from an Anglo perspective is very frightening.
Scary.
And there are new guys around the bat for India.
That's right.
Jarrell, who's starting to establish himself. Mm-hmm. Okay, hasn't got a contract yet, hasn't played 3 games. He will after this program. And Sarfraz, who had a wonderful day,
having the best day.
Pledged to the hitman Rohit for a review.
Caught down the leg side off Crawley.
That's right. That the judge said, "No, I'm going with Jarrell."
Yeah.
That then showed itself to be out. Now Sarfraz can get into those sheds and just feel the smuggest satisfaction.
Yeah. I tried to tell you.
Yeah.
I tried to tell you
exactly.
If you don't want my advice, that's up to you. But
that's right.
I tried to tell you.
He said exactly the same thing to Jadeja with that run out. I tried to tell you.
Okay, let's talk about the third thing, and that India go about the run chase, I suppose. I think in many regards, including our sponsor, was feeling that this game, every single test match was going to be 3 days. Now, the way the game has been set up so far, we're looking at India batting once here, aren't we? I mean, that's things can happen.
I want that. Yeah,
for sleep and, you know, work-wise, the way the game is being set up, you're looking at, like, someone going big, and then literally turning England over and then sending them home, except for the guys at the IPL, because that starts in 2 weeks.
Well, finally, like, India usually get opposing teams, and again, I just mentioned Australia, they usually get them into this position far earlier in a series. Now, they've had 5 to work with, but like that position where the team has put its best foot forward, it's done some training in, you know, something trying to replicate Indian conditions, but probably failed, has put its best foot forward for maybe, you know, a test and a half, it's lost those games, and then it's 1 foot on the plane, you know, on the beach.
This is too hard.
It's too hard, and that's when India really drive the knife in. Now,
They could drive the knife
in. Oh, they can, but they've been on one leg, the tripod leg.
Tripod
India,
leg, yeah.
And, but here we are, 5th test, England's 3-1 down. India's 1 for 130 overnight. England's been rolled. Rohit's in. Shubman Gill's in front of his dad, hitting sixes off the second last ball of the day. And you're thinking, like, today could be like England getting themselves up for today is going to be
day
tough.
Day two.
Sorry, for day two. Of course, we're recording this on the bell. Day one. You know, that's going to be a good effort for England to turn up today. And, you know, let's be fair, they're very positive and they're entertaining, you know, group of cricketers. But this is going to require a masterstroke of, like, motivation from Stokes and McCullum to get guys up in this situation, because series is over. What are we playing for? We're playing for the question of whether Shoaib Bashir is going to go back to county twos.
On a loan.
Yeah.
On a loan
deal. Yeah, that's right. Mm. And, you know, people talking about how he needs to keep bowling, which is true. Mm. For the rest, I don't know. Is the deck going to break up? Is there something in it for him? It's time for the Indian bats to cash in deluxe.
This is it.
Like, Padikkal's going to get a shot. Sarfraz is going to get a shot. Like, this is the day for these guys to fucking drive the knife in.
And that's the thing about England as well, turning up for this, because there's Indian guys that are playing for spots here.
Yeah.
Like, and they're playing for, like, future.
Yep.
Fuck. That's scary.
Yep.
Beautiful ground, Dharamshala.
Yeah, scary for England. Sitting back with me popcorn, making a couple of nice glasses of red here in Christchurch after the day's play.
Thanks always for supporting TGC on the channel. Later today is, of course, the end of the day one review for New Zealand and Australia,
the big one,
in Christchurch. And then we'll be back again for day two of this test match, India and England. Thanks always for supporting TGC. Click subscribe if you haven't already, and we'll see you guys on the internet real soon. Cheers.